Hey, what's going on, my friends? So I got to run in a few, but I wanted to do this breaking reaction. I'm going to read the whole statement. Then I'm going to give you two responses. One, the obvious response that's honest, obviously. But the second one is the not so obvious, honest response that I feel like you're not going to hear anywhere else. So I hope you guys stay tuned and I'll read the report as we're coming in. So this is a statement, official statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th president of the United States of America. He said, the corrupt Biden administration has informed my attorneys that I have been indicted seemingly over the boxes hoax, even though Joe Biden has 1,850 boxes at the University of Delaware, additional boxes in Chinatown, D.C., with even more boxes at the University of Pennsylvania, and documents strewn all over his garage floor where he parks his Corvette, and which is secured by only a garage door that is paper thin and open much of the time. I've been summoned to appear at the federal courthouse in Miami on Tuesday at 3 p.m. I never thought it was possible that such a thing could happen to a former president of the United States who received far more votes than any sitting president in the history of our country and is currently leading, by far, all candidates, both Democrat and Republican, in the polls for 2024 presidential election. I am an innocent man, he says. This is indeed a dark day for the United States of America. We are a country in serious and rapid decline, but together we will make America great again. So I have two responses. They're both my responses, but there's the obvious one that I'm going to start with. I agree with him that it's double standards. Joe Biden absolutely does have a lot of boxes of documents that he shouldn't have in certain places, and they don't seem that interested in it. He didn't even mention, but I saw people mentioning on Twitter, that the House Republicans uncovered some stuff about the Ukraine and Burisma corruption today, which is a spontaneously interesting time to drop something like this. And as an American citizen, as an honest person, I don't want to see them do this. I don't need to tell this audience. I think I have a smart audience, but presidents of the past have done a lot more. Presidents of the current have done a lot more. The same or if not worse stuff, worse corruption with foreign countries, with classified documents. This is all obvious. So the easy, obvious response is, yeah, this is not good. And every American should stand against it. The not so obvious response that's also extremely true that you're never going to hear probably on 95% of pages is it's hard for me at this point to feel like the Republican Party, not excluding Trump, but including Trump, it's hard for me to think that they even really care about anything ever until it happens to them. Let me give you an example. In 2016, Donald Trump won the election by razor-thin margins in certain states by Hillary Clinton. One of the biggest things that helped him was the WikiLeaks, the Julian Assange, I would say network that or journalist group. I don't know what WikiLeaks would consider themselves. They got Hillary emails, right? And Trump talked about them all the time on campaign trail. After he won, he hired people like Mike Pompeo and Rick Grenell, that probably want Julian Assange dead or wouldn't care if he died and definitely don't, you know, are not like huge, like, oh yeah, Julian Assange, Edward Snowden, they're awesome. So I don't want to put words in their mouth per se, but if you Google what I said, you could see some pretty cold, nasty stuff that people have said about Julian Assange. He was indicted under the Espionage Act, right? People like Milo Yiannopoulos, Alex Jones, they were getting persecuted on social media for years. Republicans never cared until it happened to Jim Jordan and Donald Trump during COVID. All of these things. So this is my only thing. Of course, I'm not a petty person. I'm not a hateful person. I'm not a vindictive person. So I will stand 10 times against 10 for Trump. I'll tell you the truth. I'll say that they're falsely pushing stuff on him that other presidents have done way, 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 way worse than that. I mean, that's not even that bad of a crime considering the crimes that American presidents have routinely done. But nobody's going to tell you that at a certain point, you don't stand up for Julian Assange. You don't stand up for Edward Snowden. You leave them out to dry. You hire people who want them dead or in jail. You screw us all over in 2020. I watched Republicans, including Trump, run around the country as liberty was being shattered, as we are being destroyed with these communist policies. And they're giving thumbs up saying Gavin Newsom's doing a great job. Phil Murphy's doing great. We're doing so great. The Republican Party, in my view, are just professional losers. So it's like, at what do they think is going to happen? We all know how bad it is. That's why people voted for Trump in 2016 and in 2020. So if you hire the swamp, if you leave Julian Assange out to die, if you do nothing about Edward Snowden, who paved the way to show you the corruption, if you do nothing for your supporters when they get kicked off social media, and your grand finale in 2020 is doing socialism and communism for big pharma, big banks, etc., like what do they think was going to happen? I don't understand. It's not like I think it's good. It's not good, but it's like you ran on the policy of lock her up and drain the swamp. You didn't lock her up. You admitted afterwards that that was just a campaign slogan, and you didn't drain the swamp. You filled up the swamp and you picked your FBI director based on what Chris Christie and Democrats told you to do. So on one hand, yes, I stand with them 100 times out of 100, but this narrative of they're the persecuted victim, it seems more like Tom and Jerry than it does a real political show. Like, what are you going to do if Trump wins in 2024? Are you going to do it this time, bro? He has all the motivation in the world to do it. Now, you would think he would, considering that he didn't do it the first time, and then it came back to hit him in the face. Like, does this prove that you actually have to hire good people? You know, I don't understand that. And on that note, too, it's one of those things of, as much as I talk, if I talk about Ben Shapiro, just from like a karmic, spiritual, godlike, universal stuff, whatever you want to call it, obviously, I have my beliefs. I'm not a perfect person. I make mistakes. Sometimes maybe I go too hard at people. But if you notice, I try to have a little bit of compassion, even if it's the person I hate the most, because that's just the way I am. I try to be as nice as I can, even when I'm being a little bit rude or whatever. It's like I try to have compassion, thoughtfulness. Trump has bashed 1,000 people with zero compassion or thoughtfulness. I don't care. But it's like if you have the presidency, if you talk shit about literally everybody ever, you don't actually do anything. You hire the people that you talk shit about. You listen to them for your big choices. You leave Julian Assange out to dry. You leave Edward Snowden out to dry. Your supporters are like a second thought in 2020. You're running around with Gavin Newsom, Big Pharma, Phil Murphy, and all of these tyrants, and you don't realize until it's too late. Like, on what planet is that not going to come back to you? If you're talking all this trash when you're in office, I don't mind that. I actually find it funny, but it's like you talk that much trash about these people and you don't actually do that much, then what do you think is going to happen? I feel like the Democrats play evil chess and the Republicans are a controlled opposition, fake WWE character that shows up every day to purposely lose. That's how I feel. I might be wrong, but I want to be convinced otherwise, because Democrats are evil genius and evil, I would say, like, strategically. They're playing chess. They're like, when we get in office, we're going to arrest him. That's not good. I stand against it. I stand with Trump. I agree with people. But this is the not so obvious truth. It's like Trump ran on the policy of locking up his enemy and draining the swamp because he had evidence that they did something actually way more corrupt. I think everybody thinks that Joe Biden and Hillary are more corrupt than Trump. But then he ran on that policy of locking them up and then didn't lock them up and then hired a bunch of people who hate him. And then Democrats in office, and they actually do what Republicans pretend to do. It's like Democrats play evil chess. Republicans are professional losers and liars. They don't even care about any of this stuff until it happens to them. Republicans didn't give two craps about censorship until they got censored. Republicans didn't give two craps about people being persecuted falsely under the Espionage Act until they were. And this kind of is a message. If I were here dumping all over Trump, then I would be a hypocrite. If something happened to me and people were like, ha, 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 then I'm not. I'm saying I don't even care that they didn't do that. I still stand with Donald Trump. Above this opinion, I still stand with him. I still think it's corrupt what they're doing, and I will back him 10 times out of 10. But I also backed Julian Assange and thought that he shouldn't be thrown in a prison. But the same people who use Julian Assange to get into office all of a sudden act like they don't care if he rots and dies. So the hypocrisy is not on my side. It's on their side, on the side of the Republican Party. You know, I don't care what you think about Alex Jones, but when he got censored off of social media, you know who was loud? Influencers, Republican content creators. You know who was quiet as a mouse? The Republican Party. They didn't care. They didn't care when Milo got kicked off. They didn't care when Alex Jones got kicked off. Half the Trump supporters were getting shadow banned and censored all 4 years, and no one said anything. No one did anything. And then Jim Jordan got shadow banned, and now all of a sudden they care. I just find it a little bit fake. That's all I'm going to say. I feel like the Republican Party is super, super fake. And I don't say this with any sort of pride, but the Democrats play evil chess, and when they go for something, they go for it. the Republicans are all bark and no bite. They run on the process of locking up people more corrupt than Trump, and then they don't. And then they hire people more corrupt than Trump. And then they give money to industries like Big Pharma in a socialist scheme, taxpayer dollars, to an industry that's way more corrupt than Trump. These pharma lobbyists and these pharma shills and these pharma executives are 20 times more corrupt than Donald Trump. But he hired them and gave them socialist money. So then they slap America in the face, and none of the Republicans seem to really care that much. It's like they beat us down for 2 years, and then all of a sudden they get beat down, and everyone's like, I can't believe it. You can't. People say they're angry and sad. Well, the system wants you to be angry and sad and hopeless. I'm not angry, sad, or hopeless. I'm honest. I'm assertive, but I'm not going to cry, just like I didn't cry when they locked the country down. That was evil. I didn't cry then when Trump was on TV saying Gavin Newsom's doing a great job and, you know, Chris Cuomo and ventilators. I wasn't crying. I didn't feel sad or angry. It was annoying. It definitely was. So if you feel sad or angry now, why didn't you feel sad or angry for yourself then, when the Republican Party did nothing to help you for 2 months and then acted like they didn't cause all these problems that they caused and they didn't help the Democrats beat you with the hammer? So these are the obvious and the not so obvious response to it. You know, the obvious response that I agree with is Biden's more corrupt than Trump. Hillary's more corrupt than Trump. Half of Congress is more corrupt than Trump, at least equal, definitely more. He's right with the statement he made about what Biden did with the classified documents. And also, this is a bad president for America. It just is. I disagree with it completely, and I think it's insane and a total reach. That's the obvious response. The not so obvious response is, what does the Republican Party expect when they're professional losers and liars? Ted Cruz is running around Twitter crying about the, you know, gay sex laws in Uganda. He's more passionate about gay sex in Uganda and making more gay sex and legalizing it more than he is with the fact that we were forced masks for a year and a half. A year and a half after the lockdown, he's tweeting that vaccinated people should be able to take masks off. I don't care if Ted Cruz's passion is gay sex in Uganda. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's you. That's your, you know, God can decide whether it's wrong. I'm not going to judge you. But if that's your passion, Ted Cruz, then go over to Uganda and fight for their gay rights, because you don't fight for rights in America. You know, if everybody wants to act like this is so terrible, yeah, it is. But what also is terrible is that Republicans, when they have the power, they're professional losers. You know, they show up to the game and they purposely lose, and then they act like they're the victim. I see it from a mile away. So although I'm going to stand with him and say the right things and not be vindictive, because I'm not that type of person, I think it's what they're doing to him is terrible, I do question how much of this is WWE. I'm not going to lie. I'm watching people that I follow be like, this makes me support him more. Of course it does. Of course it does. You know, and if you read the 2016 emails that you're not supposed to read, they talk about the Pied Piper strategy. So this is already a known strategy from Democrats, that they elevate candidates they think they could beat more. I'm not saying they're doing this necessarily, but when I see everyone like, I want to vote for him, I want to vote for him, I don't want to credit. Of course you do. Of course you. I know that. You know that. Democrats know that. Either they really hate Donald Trump and they're trying to put him in jail, or it's going to backfire or work perfectly and it's just going to elevate him and do nothing. I don't know what exactly they're going to do. We'll find out. Only time will tell. And I'm not making a statement one way or the other, because only time will tell. My opinion doesn't matter. The truth matters. But when I see it swing him in the polls 40 points, it's like, yeah, that makes people want to vote for him on the Republican side. Sure. And it makes him a professional victim with no scrutiny of like, well, what happened when you did have power? So that's just the psychological impact of it. Whether they really want to throw him in or not, we'll see. It's a bad president. Biden's more corrupt. Hillary's more corrupt. But the only thing that I'm going to say that other people aren't going to say is, whether DeSantis wins in 2024 or Trump wins in 2024, I think those are the only two options. Or somehow RFK pulls off an upset. You know, Biden's not going to help us, so just count him out. But in general, this has to be a priority for Trump or DeSantis or RFK or anyone. It has to be. I mean, RFK says it's a priority. DeSantis claims it's a priority. Who knows if you could trust him? And Trump says it's a priority, but it's like the only one that's been there for 4 years is Donald Trump. And it's like, that was your slogan in 2016, was to drain the swamp, and you didn't do that. And we all kind of knew, if you don't drain the swamp, if you fill them up, if you hire bad people, if you hire Mitch McConnell's wife and pharmacy lobbyists and Goldman Sachs guys, and you know, we all knew this was going to backfire. You know, it did backfire. And this is all I'm going to say too. before it backfired just on Donald Trump, it backfired on his whole base. It backfired on the whole country. 2020 was a disaster, and I'm not just talking about November. I'm talking about March through December. Republicans caved on every single policy for a month and a half, besides maybe one or two. They all caved. They all gave up freedom. They all gave up liberty. They all let you sit in your house for a month. They all were completely fine with it. They funded the Democrats. They gave people UBI socialist checks. They gave Big Pharma, the most corrupt industry in America that's destroying the food supply and the television. They gave them $18 billion in socialist money, and then Trump bragged about buying 100 million doses. So you're just as much of a victim as he is. The American people are just as much of a victim. I'm not going to sit and say it's right what's happening. It's wrong. But when somebody does 50 things for the other side and the other side bashes America with a hammer and then bashes you with a hammer, it's not shocking. That's all. It doesn't surprise me at all, because it's like, what do you think's even going to happen? I don't understand it. This is the best analogy that I'm going to leave you with. And then I'm literally going to leave because I got to go. The reason my hair's so wet is because I wasn't planning on even being here. But in general, imagine if you have a crackhead in your house, right? It's Trump's house. It's Mar-a-Lago. And he's letting a crackhead, 10 crackheads sleep in his guest room. And he runs on the platform of, we need to kick the crackheads out of Mar-a-Lago. But he doesn't kick the crackheads out of Mar-a-Lago. He lets more crackheads into Mar-a-Lago. And we tell him 50 times, bro, if you don't kick those crackheads out of your house, they're going to do something crazy. And then 4 years later, the crackhead stabs somebody and it's a tragedy. And of course, it's a tragedy. The crackhead is wrong. You're right. No one should ever do that. And you just got hurt. To me, that's the same exact analogy, where it's absolutely that person's fault and they never should have done it. But we all knew they were going to do it. So you should have got them out earlier. That's all I'm going to say. It's not the easiest thing in the world, but Republicans aren't even trying. They're not even trying. So it's like, yes, persecuted. Yes, victim. No, not shocking. And no, not completely innocent when you were in on a lot of the stuff that got us here. So, you know, that's my take on it. God bless everybody. God bless America. And God bless the Trump family. But I already know what's going to happen from this. Now there's going to be no scrutiny. Now the polls are going to swing towards 40. Now it's going to help him as long as he stays out of jail. You know, now nobody ever, it's like, oh, we're just the victims forever. It's like, as a person who votes for these people, I'm not buying it. I'm just not. I want to know whoever runs that they're actually going to do something this time. They didn't. They fell short. And none of them want to say they fell short. So it's like, how big of a victim are you if you won't even admit you fell short? People will say BS. What part's BS? The part that you don't want to hear? Because the true part that everyone agrees with is they shouldn't be doing this. The Biden administration shouldn't be doing this. The Biden administration, whatever it's called, the Department of Justice is corrupt. They don't care about their failing cities. They don't care about the fact that crime is up in a lot of these Democrat cities. It's disgusting. Everybody knows it's getting bad, and they don't care about it. We know that the Biden administration is corrupt. We know that what Merrick Garland's doing is insane. You agree with that, don't you? We know that this is wrong. We know that Biden's more corrupt. We know that Hillary's more corrupt. But the thing that you're saying is BS, which is true, which is what I'm saying, what no one else will say, which is the not so obvious truth, which is why the two parties bounce you back and forth like ping pong balls. 50 years, ping pong ball, boink, 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 boink. Democrats caused inflation. So did Republicans. Trump printed the money. They're just not going to tell you. Boink, boink, boink. The reason is the truth that you don't want to admit that you're saying is BS is Julian Assange got indicted under the Espionage Act. Donald Trump knows who Julian Assange is because he talked about it 20 times on the campaign trail, because that information helped him beat Hillary Clinton. Then after he got in, he hired people who want Julian Assange dead or in jail and started acting like he doesn't know who he is. So when you do that, when you let your supporters get censored, when you hire the swamp, when you hire Christopher Wray, when you hire pharmacy lobbyists, when you hire Mitch McConnell's wife, when 98% of your cabinet is the people that you said you were fighting, at what point, like, why wouldn't something happen eventually? Of course your supporters are going to get persecuted like they did in 2020 and 2021. Of course the American people are going to lose liberty like they did in the uniparty bipartisan COVID scandal that they did in 2020. And then after office, when you lead your supporters to this like Capitol Fed trap And then a bunch of them go to prison, but you don't even pardon them. You pardon a bunch of like Democrat prisoners and foreign spies and random rappers that don't even care about you. And you don't even pardon your own people. And then you run around the country selling vaccines for 2 years for Big Pharma, the corrupt industry that you gave $18 billion of socialist funny money to bash us in the head. Like, at what point is this, like, obviously this is going to happen. The Republican Party is just fake. They're just fake. You get what I'm saying? It's like the Democrat Party is evil chess. They're playing actual chess. Republican voters have to hallucinate that their party is playing chess because they're not playing chess. So the only people that think Republican Party is playing chess are the people that think Trump jumped in a Nikola Tesla time machine car and drove to space to throw vaccines down to save the world. These are the only people who think Republicans are playing chess, because anybody with common sense, logic, or an ounce of honesty is like, yeah, no, I like Republicans. I like Trump. I like DeSantis or whatever. But like, the Democrats are definitely like edging us out on some of these topics. Like, that's what people are saying. Democrats play evil chess. Democrats do what they say they're going to do. Republicans talk like they're going to arrest their enemies, and then they hire their enemies. They fund their enemies. They employ their enemies, and then they run around like, who would have known this would happen? I don't know. Anybody with half a brain? Because when you work for the other side, when you fund the other side, and you do nothing to stop the other side. Someone posted this on my Twitter today. They said, my dad says that Republicans and Democrats are in the same boat. Democrats are just rowing faster. It's one of many good analogies. Yeah, they're in the same boat. Democrats are rowing at 50 miles an hour and Republicans are rowing at 20 miles an hour. And they're telling you that they're going the other way. And this is why a lot of people can't comprehend my content anymore. It's not that crazy. I'm not like blowing anybody's mind, but it's like, they're both rowing in the same direction, but because Republicans are rowing slower, they've convinced you that they're rowing backwards to where you want them to go, but they're not. And that's all I'm going to say. And to end it on a note of realness, I'm not saying this because I hate Donald Trump. I'm saying this because I don't want him to go to prison. I'm saying this because I don't want his supporters to be persecuted. I'm saying this because I'm tired of America being beaten down by Big Pharma. I'm tired of everybody suffering. I'm tired of all of the nonsense that the Democrats are doing. So the reason I'm saying this is not to hate Republicans or hate Trump. I'm trying to help these people. Trump does not belong in jail. Republicans don't need to get thrown for classified documents that everyone else is doing, including Joe Biden. And it's like public now. And they're still boldly going along with this nonsense. It's never going to stick, or else it's going to stick to Biden too. I would guess it's going to fall apart. If it doesn't, it's insane, but we'll see. But in general, I'm saying this stuff because I don't want it to happen. But after the 4 years that the Republican did, it's almost inevitable that this stuff is going to happen. I'm an optimistic, positive person, but yeah, you know, cities are getting really crappy. Yes, Democrats are getting really fake. I mean, they locked down the country for a year to 2 years, force masked everybody like we were slaves and prisoners of a foreign country, like we got captured. And then they ran around hawking vaccines and telling us that we'd never be able to go to sports games, travel, or work again if we didn't inject ourselves with the synthetic mRNA that DeSantis and Trump at the time were promoting. While they were forcing it in people's arms, DeSantis and Trump, both of them, were like, yeah, you should get it. Yeah, you know, it's so great. Like, they were both selling it. This is the party I'm supposed to feel bad for. They set us up, including DeSantis. I'm not like, oh, he's so special. No, they both set us up. They all set us up. But now I'm shocked because it's happening to them. Trump and DeSantis were both selling vaccines and overselling them, lying about vaccines to Florida, to America, to their base about how great they were, when everybody knows the truth now, while they were mandating. So if that's the party that's supposed to stand up for freedom and liberty and they're really got your back, do they though? I don't see it. I stand with Trump. It's wrong what they're doing. It's completely insane. But the Republican Party, whether it's Trump or DeSantis or somehow someone else, I doubt it. It's probably one of those two, most likely Trump at this point. Do something, bro. Please get the power, use it. Okay. Biden gets the power. He uses it. DeSantis in Florida, he gets the power. He uses it. You get the power. You used it for Bill Gates when you did the 2019 executive order that he talked about with you in 2018. You had no problem using executive power for that, but somehow we can't fill the holes in the wall. But somehow we can't open up the country. Somehow we're allowing forced masking on airplanes, even when you were in office. Like, what are you guys doing? If Trump wins, I'll vote for you over Biden, but please, for the love of the country, for the love of yourself, and for the love of everyone, do something. Use your power to do the right thing in the same way the Democrats use their power to do the wrong thing. It's not that much to ask. It helps me just as much as it helps you. God bless the Trump family. God bless your family. God bless America. God bless the world. That's my take. Appreciate you for listening. I'll be back with more videos soon. Hey, what's going on, my friends? Just a few ways to stay in touch and support if you'd like to. The first way is dreamrare.com. We have blue beanies, black beanies, pink hats, other colored hats, freedom versus tyranny shirts, stay blessed long sleeve, God is great long sleeve, and lots of more cool items coming soon. Dreamrare.com. Check out the shop to support. Everything's made in the United States. Handpicked by me. Patreon.com/raretalk for $5 a month. You can help support me. Support the show. If you haven't noticed, unlike other channels, I don't work with very many sponsors, sometimes none at all. And part of the way I'm able to do that is with the dreamrare.com shop and patreon.com/raretalk. So thank you guys for keeping the show free, unimpeded, uninterrupted. I'm forever grateful. My free email list is stayintouchwithme.com. So check the links below in the description or just type in on any browser, stayintouchwithme.com, all one word. You'll find my email list, put it in there, and it's the least annoying email list you'll ever be on. I barely use it because I don't like getting emailed every day or every week. It's annoying. So I don't do it. Stayintouchwithme.com. It helps me take back some power away from big tech. Telegram, t.me/dreamrarechat or @dreamrarechat. Due to censorship, I post all my live stream and videos there. Sometimes I have some bonus content and I try to give people a heads up when Facebook or YouTube won't. Dreamrarechat at Telegram. My Instagram is @dreamrare. Thanks for everybody following there for shorter content. And dreamrarelinks.com, that's dreamrarelinks.com, has all my stuff. My podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, my music on Spotify and Apple, my Rumble page, my BitChute and Gab page. All my links are found at dreamrarelinks.com. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless you. You already know